You're listening to SBS News.
Tia Smith lost her job in construction, just one of the 1.6 million Australians now jobless as a direct result of coronavirus.
We had gone from quite a high income for a household down to roughly $350 a fortnight. So when our rent was $590 a week, roughly $1180 a fortnight, we just weren't going to be able to keep up with that.
No longer able to afford where she was living, she packed up and moved into a cheaper neighbourhood, one where she says she doesn't feel safe. Just days after moving in, the home was broken into. Now barbed wire has been installed along the fence as a deterrent.
When that happens, you just don't feel safe and you don't feel secure anymore. Your privacy has been invaded and you shouldn't feel that way inside your house.
Last month, the Prime Minister announced a six-month freeze on evictions from homes and businesses, with funding and details to be determined by states and territories. Victoria has unveiled a $500 million package to assist landlords and tenants. In New South Wales, the package totals $440 million. Last night, Queensland passed laws protecting tenants from eviction if they can't pay their rent. Western Australia has allocated $25 million to a rent relief plan, plus 6 months free rent for government tenants. Meanwhile, Tasmania, South Australia and the ACT have announced a short-term moratorium on evictions. The Northern Territory government has recalled Parliament tomorrow to pass more coronavirus emergency legislation, including residential tenancy laws. But those working in the sector, such as tenancy advocate Tamara Spence, say the news has come too late for some.
Tenants are in trouble now. They're having trouble paying their rent now. They're losing their jobs now.
The Northern Territory's Attorney General, Natasha Files, outlines the NT's approach.
If someone is having difficulty in paying their rent, that negotiation period is currently set at 14 days. It extends it out to 60 days. And then when they have to give notice, the landlord gives notice to a tenant, that currently again sits at 14 days, extends it out to 60 days, so 120 days total. We believe that's reasonable.
Anyone concerned about negotiations with their tenant or landlord can contact Fair Trading in their state or territory. You can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.